Carter, and today I will be talking about Unit 6, which is called Cities and Urban Land Use. So my favorite part was learning about suburbanization and suburbanization of businesses. I apologize for my dogs in the background. But this is my favorite part because I live in a suburb where these terms majorly apply, and we live in Frisco, which is a relatively big suburb because it's evolved over the years, but these terms like really focus in on Frisco, and I thought it was really interesting learning and applying them to real world. I struggled with being able to identify and differentiate between the different models, and they have different characteristics that make them tricky and to memorize, but once we went over them in class, it really helped me out. So speaking of which, being able to review these concepts in these chapters in class majorly helped me. We did the mind map and the documentary and making the cities, which like it really just helped my brain connect things within the book, and I just found that really helpful so that I was later able to understand things when I started doing my review packet and just connecting them more to class stuff. So the why of the where. Again, this is the huge question in AP Human. It's like the mega almighty question, but for this unit in particular, I think that the why of the where majorly focuses in on the three main city models, and these models are the concentric zone model, the sector model, and the multiply nuclei model. So residents are going to locate where they can one afford and where they would like to be in proximity to the market. Businesses, on the other hand, will locate in the central business district or in the suburbs. And if they're in the suburbs, that means because they did a process called suburbanization of businesses, where they went and brought their businesses into suburbs because suburbs has a lot of families and they can get as much money as they possibly can. So that's mainly they're going to try to get what they can afford. Sorry again for my dogs, I apologize. But all these chapters have in common the concept of how urbanization can positively or negatively affect the city. And thank you, peace out, and I guess I'll see you next time, if there is another one, but yeah.